This is Today in Nursing Leadership, a podcast from the American Organization for Nursing Leadership. I'm Bill Klaproth. I'd like to thank Omnicell for sponsoring this podcast. You can visit them at omnicell.com. With me is Jessica Brown and Christine Shepherd as we talk about realizing staff efficiency and value through automated dispensing technology. I'm going to hand it over to Christine, who's now going to have a conversation with Jessica.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, Jessica. Can you tell us a little bit about Cone Health and your role there?
Sure. So I'm with Cone Health. Cone Health is a nonprofit healthcare delivery system in Greensboro, North Carolina. We serve Greensboro and the surrounding counties in Central North Carolina. We're one of the region's largest and most comprehensive health networks. We have 150 locations, five of them being hospitals. We have ambulatory care centers, outpatient surgery centers, and acute care, urgent care centers. And I am a chief nursing officer with Cone Health.
So Jessica, efficiency in workflows is something that all hospitals are really looking to improve because we know that there are so many challenges in the workforce and nursing shortages out there. In fact, we know that by 2030, 1 million nurses will be aging off the workforce at that time. And by 2036, there'll be a need for nurses exceeding the supply by about 9%. So what has your experience been and the challenges that you faced with the nursing shortages?
Yeah, so absolutely. So healthcare is challenging at times. We have issues with recruitment and retention of nursing staff. And what does that look like? And how do we create efficiencies and environments that we're able to recruit and retain team members and really create cultures where people want to work and patients want to receive care? So we're absolutely seeing those challenges, and we're trying to identify creative solutions to help mitigate some of those.
Yeah, and with nurses stretched so thin, dealing with manual workflows or process bottlenecks like standing in line at the automated dispensing cabinet or looking for your medications if they're not available, or maybe age technology that just doesn't work for you. All of these really create additional challenges for nursing, especially when you're short of nurses. So what has your experience been dealing with those types of challenges, and how do you mitigate those inefficiencies?
So some of the challenges that you speak of about manual workflows and process bottlenecks, an example of that is, you know, you have your morning med passes, and how do we create efficiency around that med pass and prevent those bottlenecks of people standing in line waiting to get their meds? The other thing is about how do we create, my philosophy is we need to make it easy to do the right thing and hard to do the wrong thing, and how can we create processes that do that and do so easily for our team? So we're making it easy to do the right thing and easy to create safe and quality environments.
And nurses tend to find a way to get the job done, right? Workarounds or whatever it takes. So we talked about a couple of challenges. What is your experience with technology helping to improve workflows?
Yeah, so one of the things that we were really excited about with the Omnicell product was the ability to utilize our EMR to communicate with the Omnicell product, that we could go ahead and kind of pre-select those medications and have them available so that there's not a bottleneck when you go there. The other thing was we really liked the safety and quality piece about controlled substances, that there's only one that's dispensed at a time, that really eliminates the need or the concern for diversion, the accountability piece of making sure that we're following up with that, and that it creates an easy process for the diversion aspect.
That's great. And then having some of those processes in place, how does that really impact nursing leadership?
So I think as nurse leaders, you know, they're juggling many things. So creating processes and initiatives that creates efficiencies for them and for them too, making it easy to do the right thing and hard to do the wrong thing is so important. And also retaining and recruiting nurse leaders, because nurse leaders are important to the workforce too.
What do you hear back from your nurses in terms of having single dose dispensing for your controlled substances?
So one of the challenges that we see with that is every time they go to pull out a controlled substance, they're having to count the inventory that's in the drawer. That increases the risk of miscounting, but also creates a risk of having too many and not what you need. So that can cause a delay because the nurse is having to go in and count all of the inventory that is in there. And let's just say they missed one and they didn't count one and they entered that in, then that creates another process or workflow that they have to go back in and correct that. And that requires to pull another nurse in to do that, which is also efficiency and time piece too.
Right. And how much time would you guess that your nursing leaders are spending dealing with discrepancies and trying to reconcile transactions?
So I think it really is dependent on the time in which that occurs. Anywhere from the actual correcting the discrepancy in real time, which is best practice, it really is dependent on how quickly can I get somebody else there to witness that we can do that together. So that can be anywhere from 2 to 15 minutes, depending on the availability of the nurse.
Wow. And what would you say has been the improvement in adopting some of the OmniCell technology to mitigate some of those workflows that you had before?
So one of the things that we're excited about is that with the single dose dispensing, you're only dropping the medication that is needed. So there's not excess of medication that is there. So it really removes the opportunity to miscount. And it also removes the opportunity to have that discrepancy.
That's great. And I'm just really curious, what was it about OmniCell that made it the right partner for your health system?
So OmniCell has an intentional focus with pharmacy equipment. That really is your niche, and we really appreciate that. The other thing that was really nice about OmniCell is that you all really focused on the end user and really looked at all the people involved in the process to ensure that you had their feedback. And I think that's really important in creating a product that's usable for every individual that would use the product. Another thing was just the level of customer support. You know, an example of that, as we looked at rolling out the new OmniCell products at our system, the engagement with the OmniCell team, the intentionality and focus with timeline planning, education, involving those frontline team members in the rollout so that we can identify barriers early and mitigate them prior to the full rollout was really important for us. And then the last thing I would say is, you know, technology in healthcare is advancing all the time. OmniCell has a lot of technological advances and a lot of things that we're excited about. And always OmniCell is trying innovative strategies and looking to the future. And that's really important for us because quality and safety is key in healthcare. And we feel that in partnership, we're able to do that.
That's great. That's great.
Why don't we wrap up with final thoughts? This has really been interesting. Jessica, let's start with you. Any final thoughts or key takeaways you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would just share that healthcare is challenging. We're faced with different challenges in different areas, and it's important for us to be creative and involve our frontline team members in decisions and giving us feedback for the work that they do. We're excited to partner with OmniCell and have the ability to really have that support that we need with the implementation and rollout of the product and sustainability, and also looking at the future of future technology and innovation that's available with OmniCell.
Yeah, Christine, how about you? Final thoughts.
Yeah, I think as nurses, you know, we want to provide the best patient care we can at the utmost level of safety. And I think OmniCell point of care products are very patient safety focused and nurse centric to make those workflows more efficient with EHR interoperability and single dose dispensing and providing all of your meds in one place when you need them. Those are all things that really impact the workflow for nurses. And I'm proud to be part of that in the process for improving that for nurses.
Yeah, this has really been a great discussion. Thank you both for being here. We really appreciate it.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Once again, that's Jessica Brown and Christine Shepherd. And for more information, please visit aonl.org. And once again, we'd like to thank OmniCell. You can visit them at omnicell.com to learn more about them. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Today in Nursing Leadership. Thanks for listening.